Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, postmarked by September 22nd. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on Thursday, October 4th. Winner will be notified by telephone, mail, or email after Monday, October 8th. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions, and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/fall2018drawing. And thank you.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch provided by Aviv, located at 1125 Southeast Division Street. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Aviv serves vegan-friendly Middle Eastern cuisine. Dinner provided by Boke Bowl with two locations, 1028 Southeast Water Ave and 1200 Northwest 18th at Northrop. Boke Bowl serves ramen with handmade noodles, unique slow-simmered dashis, and more. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO hosts a monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater called KBOO at the Clinton. This month, we'll screen the film Urban Roots on Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Urban Roots is a documentary that tells the story of the emergence of urban farming in Detroit.
They really not getting out and seeing what's going on out in the city of Detroit, because me tell you, if they did, man, all the stuff they talking about up there wouldn't mean nothing.
This growing movement of urban farmers is changing the way people think about food and life in Detroit. Again, that's a film screening of the documentary Urban Roots, Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You know, it ain't democracy that's coming. It's fascism that's coming. Wake up, wake up, wake up. I've lost all my sense of, not proportion, but hope. Only you can make a difference at this time in this situation. Let's be clear. Once the Supreme Court is in the hands of right-wing reactionaries, once the Supreme Court is in the hands of liars like Kavanaugh, once the government of the United States becomes not a governing body for the people, never that great, but nevertheless possible, once the Trumpers take over and the Republicans betray the country, things will be bad. Right now, the Environmental Protection Agency, under the Trump administration, this is important, is reducing the limits established under Obama on methane. What does that mean? It is the most powerful naturally occurring poisonous gas that is put into the air that produces global warming. And they are going to now allow it to be put out as the wells are drilled and the gas is pumped and so on. This is real. This will affect you. If you have children, it will affect them. Grandchildren, it will affect them. The world, it will affect it. It is not something to be discussed or debated. It is real. Now, what has that got to do with anything that I'm saying other than the fact that I'm saying it? It's very simple. There are very few institutionalized struggles that can be won in this climate. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be struggling. It doesn't mean that their politics can't change. It doesn't mean that it's all over, because it isn't. It does mean that the institutions that support progressive thought must be more than ever supported. And guess what? This is pledge drive time here at KBOO, and it's my time to remind you absolutely that you must put up much more money than probably you can even afford to make this station survive. Oh, it won't disappear, no. But it won't thrive, and it won't expand, and it won't be more grand without your support. So it puts me in an awkward position. I hate to beg for money, but, you know, 2 or 3 times, 4 times a year, I got to do it here. I am hoping that you, within sound of this show, will be patient with me and at the same time make a commitment of real, honest-to-goodness money to this station. If you normally, and I don't know what your economic circumstances are, of course, but if normally you can afford to give $25, $50, $10, now is the time to more than double it. It's both symbolically necessary and realistically necessary. Remember that whatever else is going on, this is the progressive radio station. This is the place where Amy Goodman appears. This is the place where the ideas that, obviously, since you're listening, you hold dearly, can be manifested. Please, don't hesitate. Don't prevaricate. Don't obfuscate. What the hell? Go ahead. Give money to this station now. Make us a wealthy, powerful institution. This is not a joke. This is not a lie. This is not an exaggeration. As goes KBOO, I'm afraid, so goes the nation. Help us. Support us. Give now to KBOO. Huh. Okay, well, I'm upset. And you should be, too. We're about to put a liar, not just a conservative or a reactionary, but a liar into the Supreme Court. And this is being done by a party that once used to be conservative, but now has gone crazy and supports liars for the Supreme Court. This is really happening. Once the Supreme Court is in the hands of a liar and other liars and conservatives who are less so liars, we will see a total destruction of all of the things that have been achieved through the so-called liberal court of Warren and others. This is really happening. This is something that is undeniable. Now, having Kavanaugh get as far as he did, purely because Trump wanted to make sure, and this is important to you, that there would be a judge in the Supreme Court who would support the idea that the President of the United States is beyond the law, having that happen is terrifying. All of the guards, all of the restraints, all of the checks and balances of this government are under fire now, and it will be a bloody mess, a serious blow to democracy, if this is successful. And I'm afraid it's going to be, because Congress seems beyond the reach of rationality. Most people, if they know anything about it, are just kind of paralyzed with terror and sadness. I really, really think that if you have done nothing else about this, then you should be not just writing your congressman, not just calling your senators, but you should be calling the strange senators, the people you don't know, writing to them, emailing them, saying, hey, this guy is a liar. Don't go left, right. Go liar versus truth teller. He's a liar. I want to repeat that again. This Kavanaugh character, selected by Trump purely because he will not knock Trump out of office, is a liar. I'm not exaggerating. I would welcome him to sue me, because I can show he's a liar. If you care at all about this country, if you're worried at all about the future, if you're seeing climate destruction as a real thing, you have two things to do. The first, probably the most important, let's be honest, is to protest Kavanaugh's selection for the Supreme Court. The second thing, and maybe the order is wrong, is to continue to contribute to those organizations, those groups that struggle for democracy in America. And of those, in terms of this city at this time, KBOO has got to be recognized as a leader. We've never backed off. We're not backing off today. Won't you make a contribution? I'm not going to tell you how much. I don't know what your income is. But whatever it is, double it, triple it. Put it in the mail. Send it away on the email. Do it. Walk into the station. Do it now. Do it with joy in your heart, because the struggle is in and of itself existentially important. Do I make myself clear? Do I make myself clear? I don't enjoy, I want to be honest about this, I don't really enjoy working for nothing. It's okay. And I don't enjoy not knowing how many of you are out there listening to us, but it's okay. Because I know that your voices can make a tremendous difference. And I know that inspiring you, I don't know that I'm inspiring you, I'm probably just annoying you, but I know that doing this is morally necessary. Right now, I want to go to Linda, and she's going to just kind of repeat what I'm saying, but maybe say it more rationally.
Well, I can't say it more rationally than you, Joe. I think you made your case really well, made the case for why you need to become a member of KBOO, why you will be better off, and so will not just our community, but the world, for having an independent media outlet that can tell you the truth about the liars that are in power of our country right now. The number to call is 877-500-5266. It also can be done on the web, kboo.fm, and I want to thank both Anonymous, thank you, and Rachel, thank you, who's a new member. Anonymous, a renewing member. They both have contributed on the web while you have been listening to KBOO. They have also gone ahead and clicked that donate button. So follow their example and become a member right now. We need your support. It makes the difference for being a lot. You know, this is a way that you can pay some dollars every month and amplify your voice. Know that you may not agree with everything that gets said, because we're volunteers and we have a lot of different opinions, but by and large, you know that this is the voice on the side of the people. That's right. It's the actual voice on the side of the people. It's made up of people. We're volunteers here.
Wait, we're not horses or cowies or piggies?
No, and we don't get paid anything, though sometimes during fund drives we get really yummy food from contributing restaurants and cafes.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But the real bonus for being here, isn't it, Joe? The real bonus for being here is that we know that that in our efforts to make a difference, we're able to do that because we get to come on the air and talk to many more people than we would otherwise. And we get to amplify their voices on these talk shows by having them call in and say what they think. That really makes a difference. I love that we have talk shows every morning of the week. Each person or host is different, has a different perspective, but that we all allow you to get on the phone and say what you think. Maybe something we say makes you mad. Maybe something we say really inspires you. Call us at 877-500-5266 to show your appreciation by becoming a member right now. Unlike Joe, I'm going to suggest that you do it at the $25 a month level, and we'll be able to send you our wonderful hoodie just in time for fall weather.
Hoodie, wear a hoodie and be black and you die.
We're all black in this hoodie. And that way, they're not going to know who to try to kill. I wish we could actually make that happen. But you know, I know your sentiments are there as well. So take a moment right now. It's kboo.fm. Join Anonymous and Rachel, who just did it on the web. Or do it by the phone, 877-500-5266. And now we're going to go back to Abe.
Well, actually, back to me. Abe isn't here. He had to work in the regular world to support his family. And I'm alone, and I'm lonely, and I'm looking for support. I'm wanting you to call us to talk about the terror of the times, and to be joyful if you can, to see the light at the end of this huge, dark, terrible tunnel. You know, many recent articles in the science literature are saying that we've reached the tipping point on climate change. And it's been a multi-year tip, as it were. But it's there, and it's real. And we have an idiot and a liar for president of the United States, with a cabinet of similarly idiotic people. And we have a cowardly Republican Party. I mean, the gloves are off. We have to call it as we understand it to be. And we have to understand the enormous danger. The founding fathers, remember, no mothers, the founding fathers really didn't anticipate this as terribly horrible as it is. So it's the modern world, a sci-fi environment, and in this environment, we are now seeing the destruction of our nation. And I'm not prevaricating, I'm not exaggerating. This is really scary. This Supreme Court nomination, this Kavanaugh liar guy who Trump wanted, you know, even the Republicans said, McConnell said, don't get this guy in there because his record is lousy. Well, Trump wanted him because guess what? He says he would do nothing to the president who was guilty of crimes. That's what he said. Now here he is. He's testifying. He's been shown to lie. And he's probably going to get confirmed, even though I think many, many honest, sincere conservatives, among Republican members of Congress and the Senate, are beginning to have doubts. Will there be enough doubts to prevent his being ascended to the Supreme Court? And I have a question. If there's a lawyer out there who knows what the hell they're talking about, I'm not sure how it can be done, but can we impeach members of the Supreme Court? I don't read the Constitution that way. Maybe it's true, though. This is a weird situation. It's unprecedented. It's horrifying. You know, it isn't just like somebody who's a conservative, Roberts, let's say, you don't want him, he doesn't know bad things, endangers women's rights. This is different. This is a man who has made a career of denying what he does repeatedly. Kavanaugh is kind of a creep. I'm pushing a lot of energy here to stop him, and I'm hoping you'll help us in many ways, including letting people know all over the country. You know, this is so weird, so unprecedented, so dangerous. And this is all taking place not just in the midst of late-stage capitalism, which I think is kind of early fascism. That's taking place not just in those terms, but in terms of an objective reality. The world is getting hotter, and these people are in denial. So won't you do two things? Number one, let people know all over and object loudly to Kavanaugh's appointment and ascension to the Supreme Court. And secondly, won't you contribute to KBOO? All you have to do, and it's so easy. I don't know how much money you have. Maybe you're very, very poor. Maybe you got a stash of money hanging out somewhere. Maybe you don't have children to feed. I don't know. So in order to make this happen, make this station exist, you know, it isn't magic. It doesn't exist because of goodwill alone, though there's plenty of that. You should be calling 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. And dumping a bunch of cash in our pockets. We don't waste it. Our staff is underpaid. I get nothing. You get good radio. The best in music. Too little emphasized here. The best in music from around the world and the United States. And in addition, absolutely free and at no additional cost once you've contributed, you also get programming that alerts you to the realities of the political situation we're in. We are avowedly, directly, unequivocally progressive, and we are begging you, asking you, demanding of you that you make a contribution today beyond what you normally do. We want to see the money pour in or trickle in as necessary. Won't you help? Call us 877-500-5266. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I do want to hear from you. I want to remind people that you can call me, you can call the station, you can be on the air at 503-231-8187. This is your opportunity to, you know, you can yell at me, you can yell at the station, you can yell at the president, you can yell at the Congress, you can yell at whomever you like, or you can compliment them for that matter. You can disagree with us. But you must do that if you want to be a participant. Silence is not golden. Not here. Not now. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. I want to make this clear. I'm not hysterical. I'm not a guy who doesn't study history. I have taught American history in both the community college system and the university system. I have been involved in getting degrees in sociology and in history. I know my way around, and I know that this is an unprecedentedly dangerous situation. I also know that to be silent is to be complicit. So you must speak up. And again, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make it simple, but it is in a way. To make it work, to make it happen, there are many causes to give to, but surely one of the most important is the cause of progressive communication, and that's exactly what KBOO does. So now, right now, before you hesitate, go to your phone or your computer. In the case of the phone, it's 877-500-5266. Let me repeat that number because I said it too fast. 877-500-5266. Let's not hesitate, because the struggle, I love this, la lucha continues, the struggle continues. It is not something that is absolutely decreed to be the case. All is not lost, but it's in danger, and you have a role to play. However small, it's a role that is significant. And it has to do with, let's face it, the money you can afford to throw at us and at others. We're not the only great thing doing progressive work, but we are the most communicative and most easily accessible to almost anyone, because radio still really is free. 1-877-500-5266. Do we have people who want to call us and argue or something? It's okay if you're not there, because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. I gotta take a breath here. Let me and Linda talk.
Yeah, hi there, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, listen, though we haven't had any calls in to speak to you on the air, we have been having people call in to become members. So you're reaching out there, you're reaching people, you're making a difference with your voice, Abe, which is what all, I think it's all many of us would like to do, is make a difference with our voices. And so, you know, you do that when you support KBOO. You do it when you're a guest on KBOO. Maybe you're out there listening and you know you've been a guest on one of our shows, or you've been featured on one of the evening programs, you know, take this moment to become a member at 877-500-5266. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, Joe, we give this, I called you Abe again. I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm insulted. I may kill myself.
Well, and you and Abe don't even look anything alike.
No, and we don't even agree on a lot of stuff.
That's right.
So that's the idea.
I know you're Joe. I'm just slow in the morning, like you're talking about, just a little bit behind the eight ball. But, you know, I want to say that this radio station, one of the things I wanted to talk about is what we've got for you is swag. You know, if swag is what gets you going and you think, well, yeah, I want to give, but gee, swag kind of pushes it over the limit.
Yeah,
I want to let you know one that we haven't mentioned. We're getting ready for winter with our KBOO. We call it a beanie, but really it's a stocking hat. It's solid black. It's really stretchy, really warm. I have one. And it has a square patch with the KBOO logo on it, the iconic radio tower, and says KBOO. I love that. In fact, that became my my beanie to wear at protest, because when you go to protest, it's always good to cover your hair and your head and stuff in case there's tear gas. You know, you don't want to let the cops at you, and they seem to be wanting to go at protesters. So anyway, that beanie is a great one, you know, and that's only $5 a month. Wow, you know, I know that many two-shot coffee drinks cost you over $5 a month. So I, you know, each one. So please forego one coffee, or maybe you actually have very, very limited resources, and $5 would be the very most you could give. You know, we would just super appreciate that, and you could get this beanie to wear in the cold
winter. So wait. I want to know. Now, when I was a kid, there was a puppet show called Time for Beanie. Okay, and that was Stan Freberg's work. People, this is an obscure reference of the 1940s and 50s. Nevertheless, it was a great show, and he had a beanie with a propeller.
I know what you're talking about. I think I remember seeing that beanies. Yeah, and it had multicolors, didn't it?
Like, yes, yes. So do we have a propeller on ours?
No.
Oh!
All we have is soft, warm, stretchy black, beanie material. It's really,
Beanie material?
Is that a
stocking cap?
Oh,
stocking cap
material.
Okay.
I'll say that. But I'm not exaggerating. I don't, you know, I'm not so fond of wearing our t-shirts, not because they're KBOO, because I don't wear t-shirts, but I love wearing this beanie. Okay, well, let's let that caller in. What do you think, Joe?
Hey, Lance, let's let that caller in.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Sorry, I thought you said Lance. I'm an existing longtime member of good old KBOO, proud to be $20 a month. I'm on Social Security, 72 years old. And, hey, I love KBOO, and I love you folks, and thank you very much for being there for us. And I visited KBOO Studios, so it's been a couple of years ago, and hoping to volunteer, but my health is kind of off and on. And keep up the great work, and I encourage my fellow citizens and people that care about the future of Mother Earth that you're helping fight full-bore fascism. The Republican Party at the federal level does not care about you at all. They have gone totally, in my opinion, fascist. They don't believe in any democracy, parliamentary procedures anymore. Watch what they do. And it's so important that we fight this power, big money. And it's really easy to do. I've been doing it for, geez, probably 15 years or so. You just go take it right out of your checking account if you want to go that way. And hey, it's just, it feels good, and I don't miss it. And I'd rather do that than spend money on corporate newspapers, et cetera.
Or dope. Spend money on marijuana. You know, marijuana is big now, and everybody thinks it's cool. Okay, fine. But, you know, hold off. Hold off. Probably not good for your lungs. You know what I mean?
Really? I've got asthma. Thanks a lot.
Well, no, actually, marijuana is good for asthma.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, Joe.
Well, I don't really know that. It used to be used that way back in the day. I'm not a doctor, though I have a PhD, and I play one on the radio. But that was my understanding of the past. Who knows? But the point is, that's all beside the point. The point is that you have pleasures that you can defer or reduce to make it possible for this communications network, as it were, there are more than one station that does work like KBOO, to make it possible for us to continue a struggle to keep people informed, to make them aware of the horrors that lie ahead. Was that dramatic enough? I hope so.
That was great. And hey, you can give KBOO as little as $5 a month. That's a cup of
a mere bagatelle.
Yeah. And please do it, because we need KBOO. I love KBOO. I love listening to Democracy Now! Sometimes I'll listen to it two times a day.
Wow.
I'm an old guy, not very...
Wait a minute, I'm older. I'm a lot older than you, and I don't want to hear that kind of talk, man.
You are, Joe. Hey, I love you, Joe, man. Yeah, you're a great teacher, and I love listening to you guys on Tuesday mornings.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And follow this gentleman's example. Do not hesitate. There's money in your pocket. There's money in your account. There's a way, if you want it, to make this station continue to exist. Now, we're not in competition with environmental agencies. We're not in competition with other charities. We augment and help and support them. We communicate their messages. We are a megaphone, a microphone, a magnifier for all the causes that you, obviously, if you're listening to this station, care about. It's boring to ask for money. I try to make it fun. But the reality is, it's necessary. And it's necessary for you right now to put the bucks where your listening is. So, once again, 231-503-503-503-503. Just start with that. 877-500-5266. I said it too fast. 877-500-5266. Let the cash rain down. All right. Have we got people calling us?
Say thank you and goodbye to John. That's it.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye, John. I'm just following the direction of my producer here. Listen, I do want to talk about real stuff. It's become increasingly obvious, there's no doubt about it, that we have a true criminal conspiracy, a mafia-like family in the White House. And we're not going to be able to get rid of it very easily. The one way that we know for sure to limit its power and eventually to get rid of it is to have everybody registered to vote and voting. Meanwhile, these people are, knowing that, quite deliberately cutting down the eligibility of voters in various other states. The whole system is under attack. And you out there, ordinary people, can do the best that can be done. You need to support liberal or even conservative rational voices against the horror that comes with ignoring the climate and ignoring economic and political justice that is, you know, look at Trump. What does Trump do? He takes children and he locks them up, and now they're hard to find and their parents are hard to find, and he doesn't say a word about it. This is a cruel, evil man. His ego is big, his mind is small, and his knowledge base is non-existent. If you're concerned about that, take the immediate path. And the immediate path is to support those candidates you like in any state, anywhere, for the Senate and the Congress, and just make up your mind to struggle against this insanity. Also, and absolutely, you need the voices of communication and rationality. And whatever its foibles, this station, with great music and great public affairs broadcasting, is that voice. Please don't hesitate. Don't become cynical. Instead, become a generous giver. And I am hoping that we can raise a grand. That's $1,000 for those folks who don't talk old time. And in order to do that, just simply, you can go online, kboo.fm. You know, there's a tip thing, and you can give money there. Or, more excitingly, you can go to 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And make a contribution. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to be asked how much. And your temptation will be, I can do $20. I can do $50. Hey, this is a moment of insanity. You bought a silly shirt once. You bought a pantsuit, for God's sake. Now's the time to spend your money on something that really matters. Drop a dime, make it a quarter, and give it to KBOO. And Linda, are you there?
I am here.
Am I insane or what?
No, I think, Joe, you're saying everything right. I really agree with you. Sometimes we want to keep it pleasant here when we're asking you for
money. Not pleasant. Never pleasant.
Well, or we want to keep it upbeat or something like that we're asking you for money.
And,
because
you know,
people like upbeat. But, you know, the truth is we are in very, very dangerous times as our democracy is torn away part by part, sometimes giant chunks. If this man Kavanaugh is allowed to become a Supreme Court justice when it is now public knowledge that he lied in committee to the Senate.
Over and over again.
Yes, and that's public knowledge, and we may not have Democrats who care enough to stop this.
Well, I'm not sure we have Democrats large enough in number to stop this.
Well, I'm betting you if they really wanted to, there'd be a way to call fraud and call an end to this hearing, but I don't know that for certain. But I'm saying it's like you said, Abe, it's time for drastic measures. So maybe you would only want to give $10 a month. You'd think, well, that's comfortable for me. I can handle that. We're asking you to be uncomfortable. Isn't that basically it, Abe? Go ahead and be as uncomfortable as...
Abe.
I'm sorry, Joe.
For goodness sake.
I know.
Abe's
you don't
the
have
conservative
red hair.
Guy.
You're
Abe's
not
the
round.
Rational guy. I'm the crazy guy. Let's keep these things clear.
That's right. And so we have the crazy guy over there named Joe, not Abe.
Really?
But he's been making some really good points about how difficult the times are. And he asked for an overall goal of $1,000, and he means it. So if you're someone who can really help us get that way, and that means even if it's your $5 a month or it's your $100 a month, call us right now at 877-500-5266, or go to it online. It's so easy to do. Maybe you're even listening online. You just see that donate button up there in the right-hand corner. It's bright red. Go ahead and click on that. It takes a few minutes, like 2 to 3 minutes, literally. But if you like to talk to people and you want to find out what swag you can get, definitely call the number. It's 877-500-5266. Joe's been making a really good case for how dangerous our times are. And when times are dangerous, you need independent media. I think you know that. You kind of even crave it, maybe. It gets a little frustrating to keep hearing all these untruths as if they're the truth, turning, you know, life on its head.
Yeah, you know, this is really true. And part of the problem intellectually is that we are in danger of becoming too shrill, too demanding, and essentially making people feel like, we'll turn it off. I know I'm doing that to some degree, but I also know that what I'm saying is true. It is not exaggeration at all. And I also believe fundamentally in the idea of an existential action. It may well be that the world goes to hell. But if you sit around and say, the world's going to hell, and do nothing about it, you're a criminal. You are a criminal because you're allowing, without any effort, a bad thing to happen which will affect your children, your grandchildren, and generations to come. On the other hand, if you contribute any amount, and I really want to emphasize that, any amount to KBOO, hopefully more rather than less, you have at least entered into the struggle in a meaningful and serious way. So this is a time, we do this, three times a year? This is a time when we ask you for money. We're not asking it because we have a rich staff. We're not asking it because we have gold toilets. Okay. We're asking it because it's necessary. And now, and I know you're going to turn it off. He's whining. He's asking. No. This is a moment when you can make a difference. So, I'm going to say it again. Call us. Give us money. 877-500-5266. The money you give today may save the environment tomorrow. Hey, Linda, we're going to come back to you.
Yeah, thank you. I can't give out your thank yous right now because our supervisor is busily working. There's been people coming in on the web, and we've had people calling.
Oh, good.
And so we will be able to thank all of you by name, or if you're like anonymous, not by name, in just a few minutes. But I just want to say we really appreciate the response. Keep it coming. It's really important. You've been hearing Joe tell you why it's so important. So call us at 877-500-5266. If you need something cute, a cute reason, I shall tell you that right now sitting on my lap is the most adorable little chihuahua who wouldn't...
A chihuahua! I hate chihuahuas!
Oh, they're adorable.
Oh, they bite
Joe,
your ankles.
Adorable.
Oh, they're awful
dogs. Will you come... now Joe and I have a studio in between us, otherwise I'd turn my dog loose on it.
Oh, no, not a
She'd
chihuahua.
She would lick your ankles, not bite them. So please call us at 877-500-5266. I'll be good and not mention my chihuahua.
And I'll just say this. If you out there don't give us money, we'll sick the chihuahua on you.
The gentle little Camille chihuahua. But she would come over and lick you. She's very friendly that way.
Oh, yeah.
The number is 877-500-5266. We really appreciate all of you have already called that number, and those of you who, more and more we have people becoming members via our website, and so that you've been to kboo.fm and clicked on that donate button and made that happen in just a few minutes. We really appreciate that. We need more of you. These are dangerous times, and we all need KBOO on the air. It's 877-500-5266.
Yeah, the very successful New York Times is on every issue within the front section, the news section. There are stories of stupidity by this government. Trump has managed to, he said, we can get the best people. What he meant was we can get the most successful set of cronies ever. And what's happening is we are giving away the store here in America. This is really a dreadful time. Yet, and this is my point, existentially, socially, morally, this is a time when you, every one of you, need to stand up and be counted. Every woman, every man, every child, every person has to do something to make this go away. You may not succeed. We all may fail. The climate may blossom into horror. All of this is possible. But if you did nothing, you're guilty. Get it? Guilty, guilty, guilty. So one of the things you can do, by no means the only thing, but one of the things you can do is to give to the right kind of causes. And one of those causes is communication. And one of the best ways to communicate is still radio, an old-fashioned medium, but it works. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Make a contribution. Normally you'd make, let's say, this typical $60, something like that. Hey, double it. I know it might hurt. Some of you may be unemployed. some of you may be being paid less. By the way, did you know that average wages are going down even as the number of jobs comes up? That's Trump. Anyway, if you can afford any amount, double it. See if you can't do it that way. If you can't double it, at least give what you ought to give. And I'm pleading with you because, and I hate this actually, you know, but it's necessary. It's undignified, it's gross, it's whiny, and maybe you'll be turning it off because of that. But we have no choice. We don't have a vast number of wealthy people sponsoring us. We don't have a vast number of intellectual supporters. We don't have advertisers. We don't have things that make us able to go on and on and on. When I was doing commercial radio, I had the advantage of lots of sponsors, right? Well, we don't got that here. We have a few people who give in that way. But basically, it's up to you. And basically, because it's up to you, this is the moment. Now is the time for you to give a dime. Okay. And 877-500-5266. Don't leave me alone here. Make it happen. And by the way, if you want to talk about the news, because there's plenty of it and it's almost all bad, you can call. 231-8187. I'm glad to talk with you. It's an opportunity for you to voice your beliefs, your values, and your ideas, and your facts. Please, your facts. Won't you, right now, before anything else happens in your life, even after you've taken the next breath, please call 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. Let me be clear about this. I'm exuberant. I like this station. I volunteer at this station. I put energy into it. And the same is true for my partner, Abe, who unfortunately, because he's a working man, has to work today. But even as we do that, we, Abe and I, understand the existential dilemma of doing nothing and of letting things just ride. Letting them ride means a road to hell. That road is paved with people doing nothing. I'm too damn sad. You know, give money, feel better, make it happen. And this station, not the only great source for progressive ideas and struggle, but a significant one because it's radio and radio is available to everyone and it's cheap. Won't you give right now? And I'm going to repeat the number. It's a little bit boring, but it's got to be done. 1-877-500-5266. And by the way, I am being positive, but I really hate begging for money. So understand that I'm making a certain egotistical sacrifice right here by being here right now. That doesn't matter to you, but it does matter to me. And if you're going to call us and you want to talk to us, 231-8187 is the number. Oh, here's one of our old buddies, LJ. You're on the air, LJ.
Hey, Joe. How is my brother from another mother?
Are you sure? Oh, no, that's fine. Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, good. No, thank you. Thank you. Joe, just a really couple of quick things.
Yeah.
All right. Can we please once and for all dispel the myth that the United States of America is a democracy? It's not a democracy. It's never been a democracy. Capitalism and democracy are incompatible.
I'm not sure that's absolutely true, but go ahead with your argument.
All right, democracy. The dictionary definition is rule from the bottom up.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, do we have rule from the bottom up?
No.
No, we don't have rule from the bottom up. All right. So, that being said, you were talking about global capitalism last week with Abe, and I tried to get on. But I was too late. I want to recommend a book by Yanis Varoufakis.
Uh-huh.
And the weak suffer what they must.
Ah, yes.
Europe.
Yeah.
Europe, austerity, and the threat to global stability. This is an excellent read, Joe. From a historic perspective, he starts at the very, very beginning, after World War II. There was a conference in Bretton Woods, and the medicines all laid out. So please, please, please read this book.
I think that's right? a good idea.
Yeah, he lays it out for you simply, but he's a,
okay.
He's
say the name of the book and his name again.
Yiannis, Yanis Varoufakis. Varoufakis. He was the Greek finance minister.
Ah.
All right.
Okay.
And the name of the book again is "And the Weak Suffer What They Must: Europe, Austerity, and the Threat to Global Stability." All right. That being said, listen, you guys, if you appreciate what Abe and Joe do for you every Tuesday, you need to pick up the phone and call and pledge in Joe's name.
Oh, not in my name.
Well, you know, I'm
not being falsely modest here. You're doing it for yourself, really. And I want to add something because it's really important.
Right.
There is no better music presentation than
absolutely.
There is on this station, both in the afternoons and in the evenings.
You are not going to hear this on NPR or any other station. KBOO is not beholden to advertisers, so they can be totally honest and totally themselves.
Yeah.
So listen, pick up the phone, cut a check. All right.
So, I want to thank you.
I want to thank you, Joe.
Yeah, we got other callers, believe it or not,
good,
and I want to go to them. Who's next?
Keep on keeping on.
Martin.
Yes.
You're on the air, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a number of weeks ago, you and Abe were talking about working for Democrats no matter where they were.
Okay.
Now, in Oregon, the political seats are fairly safe for Democrats. What can you do about others?
There's one thing I want to say about that. I don't think we're really allowed to name someone to vote for, but I'll tell you this. There's a liar running for the governorship, and he has put out lying ads, and it's time to realize while the Democratic governor is not very charismatic, she's nevertheless pretty much right on. That's a contest that needs to be dealt with and supported carefully, because that the flipping of the governorships leads to all kinds of other bad things on the national level as well as on the local level. And it also, by the way, leads to the loss of rights of reproduction for women, particularly for women. So it's important. It isn't just Oregon, though. It is indeed the case that many of the contests in many other states are worth supporting because it can lead to a Congress that is more fair, more democratic, and more a representative of the people themselves. This is all boilerplate stuff, but it's extremely important. When you have a creepy, a criminal family running the country, you got to take action. And I don't mean, you know, violent action. I mean legal action, voting, supporting the people who are just, making sure that people know what's going on. And I want to bring this up because it's important. Recently, I've had people say, and the Democrats, they never come through, blah, blah, blah. This isn't a case of left and right. It's not an issue of the left because the left is very far out of the picture in this country at this time. This is a case of maintaining liberalism in the face of reaction. So don't get all perfect. Get righteous and support candidates who can win and change the game. So I'm going to repeat the number. 877-500-5266. Now, what were you going to say?
Well, I mean, how can a person in Oregon help support some other candidate, say, in Ohio or some other state?
Well, if you pay attention to the news, you'll see the contests that are viable, and you can just send them a check.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nice for people that have that money, but what are you going to do if you don't?
Hey, $5 works.
Yeah.
Everybody's got $5. That's what, a latte?
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if there's some way you could work for them by calling numbers in some other state. But
well, probably you can. That's something I don't know.
Okay.
But thank you for the call, man.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
Okay. Right. Such as it is. Hey, let's do a Linda break. Hi, Linda.
Hi,
it's Joe. It's Joe.
Hi, Joe. It's great to be hearing you. Listen, I want to thank a lot of people who have been listening to you as well, Joe. First, I want to thank Teresa from Oregon City, who became a member on the web. Yay, yay, Teresa. And Scott from Portland, who became a member on the web as well. And then we have Mike from Portland, a renewing member. He called in, and there's Jim and Linda from Beaverton. Molly from Portland.
Yay, Molly.
Jane from Portland.
I think I know Molly. Yeah. Yay, Molly.
I know at least one Molly. And then there's Russell from Seattle. Woohoo! Thank you, Russell, from out in Seattle. And Lisa from Portland, a renewing member. All of these people have called or gone on the web and become a member. They've listened to that number, 877-500-5266. You know, sometimes it's a really good idea to jump on the bandwagon. And that's one of these times right now. People are responding to what Joe is saying about how dangerous the situation is and how important it is that we take action, and they're calling in and they're going to the web and they're making contributions to KBOO. That's a bandwagon to jump on. You can't beat that one.
Yeah, and so, if you play the trombone, do that.
You can do that. Yeah, so just give us a call at 877-500-5266. Make your voice amplified by supporting KBOO and having independent media with real people from the community blazing the way with guests from all over our community, showing you the ways that you can make a difference with your dollars. That's right, the way you can make a difference in action as well, because you hear about many actions from here. We also have John, another person from Seattle. I believe it's Russell and John and Joan from Seattle. So that's great. Thank you so much for calling in and taking action and becoming a member of KBOO.
I just want to add this. After this show on Alternative Radio, we're going to hear from Ralph Nader, who I've criticized and I've also supported at various times. He says, and I agree, citizen action is easier than you think. And that's really what we're about. Giving money is a cheap, I know it costs you money, but it's cheap, way of supporting progressive causes. We amplify those voices and we present the ideas that are necessary to understand what the hell's going on. And I don't think there's anybody in the media right now who will say what I will say. It's a mafia. It's a family gangster club that runs the presidency of the United States. They're all creeps. They're all liars. They're all illegitimate. And it's time to put a stop to crazy. And I'm going to pause now. And I don't know. How much money have we made? Somebody know? Anybody know?
You know, Joe, am I on now?
You are. You're
live. Oh, great. Good. We haven't added up the dollars yet. We've been so busy taking the calls. Even our supervisor has had to jump on the phone.
Oh, well, that's okay. We don't need to announce the money. It's just not enough.
Yes, that's right. We always need more. And it's true. You know, we're on our fall membership drive. This is the weightiest drive we have. This is where we try to get the bulk of the operating expenses we have at this station taken care of in a drive. And you guys are responding really well, and we really appreciate that. But we definitely do need more. We've got an overall goal of something like $93,000 to get before
what?
The 22nd of this month.
$93,000?
Yeah, before the 22nd of this month. And so let Joe's voice encouraged. Yeah,
we can do that.
We can do that. We do that because the community out there that's listening supports us. They support you, Joe. They support the Abe and Joe show. And they support public affairs that they're hearing on KBOO. It's really important that you are expressing yourself with your dollars by calling us or going to the web at kboo.fm, clicking that red donate button. It only takes a few minutes. And I swear almost half of the contributions this morning are coming in on the web. That's a demonstration of how we've moved with the times, and so have you, our audience, moved with the times.
Yeah, Linda, I want to thank you. I think I want to get one more caller in if there's time.
Definitely, if you have somebody on the line.
Yeah. Oh, look, we have quite a few. 877-500-5266. Let's go to our next caller. Who do we got?
Martin.
Bart, Bart. Oh, okay. You're on the air, man.
I appreciate that again.
Sure.
I think it's important for people that listen to KBOO to take the information to heart and to dispel and not dispel, disperse it out into the community. You know, talk to people about what you know, get grounded, and this is a source of information that not very many people have.
Well, that's really true. I mean, I've been listening to NPR, blah, you know, I've been listening to, I even like MSNBC, I like Rachel and others there, but the fact of the matter is, all of them are constrained by a kind of carefulness, and because we have strong progressive beliefs, while we want to be factual, and I think we generally are, in fact, always are, the fact of the matter is we can directly say to you, this is a scene where a mafia family, literally a family, has taken over the presidency, and this is a time of great danger. It ain't a left-right danger, though certainly it's a right danger. It ain't that so much as it is a criminal conspiracy. And we need to put a stop to it. And the best way to put a stop to it is to put a Congress in place that will at least knock these jerks out. And I want to thank you all, and I want to add to that that your contributions are not wasted here. They go to salaries of people who work for very little money and equipment that is a little funky but adequate. And a place that's good. And the gold toilets were replaced recently with the ordinary porcelain ones. So it's all okay. We need your support. And we need it now. We have to raise 93 grand? But we can do it because you know how important it is. I hope you're going to make a contribution. I hope my windy requests have been well received. And I want to thank you for the chance to be on the air. It's been a good thing, and I continue to do it because I believe in it. So, I don't know. Do we have another caller real quick?
That's it.
That's it. Hey, we run out of callers because everybody's cleared the lines so that the money can come pouring in. Again, it's really important. It's if online, kboo.fm, and 1-877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Call, make a plan to give X amount of money, and then double it. Be cool. Join the club. Realize that this is unlike any election that we have ever had before. We have a president of the United States who, by accident and plot, by Russia and others, has become our national leader. He's ignorant. He's a racist. He's a sexist. He's a nasty fella, and his politics will destroy the world. So please make your contributions, not just to KBOO, but to the candidates that oppose the Trump administration. Put Democrats, for the time being, they're the best we got, in office, and let's put an end to the reign of error. I got to take a breath here. I think we're out of time, and I'm out of voice. So I want to thank you all. I want to urge you to continue to contribute, and I want to repeat the numbers again. 1-877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. Do it now. Feel good. Feel better, at least, and know that you're part of the struggle. La luta continua.
Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Good morning. This is KBOO Portland, and we are in the middle of our membership drive. I hope you are all taking part in it. Coming up this morning at 10, it's Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Stage and Studio presents a one-hour special on the life and music of the great Aretha Franklin. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by members' support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate, or give our phone answers a call at 877-500-5266. And coming up next is Alternative Radio. Alternative Radio presents part two of legendary activist Ralph Nader, Citizen Action is Easier Than We Think. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Oregon Symphony, located at 909 Southwest Washington Street in downtown Portland, presenting Gary Trudeau, political cartoonist and creator of Doonesbury Comics, sharing from his latest book, Sad, Doonesbury in the Time of Trump, Tuesday, October 16th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets and more information available by phone at 503-228-1353 or online at orsymphony.org. And now, Ralph Nader, Citizen Action is Easier Than We Think.
And this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Ralph Nader on Citizen Action, It's Easier Than We Think, Part 2. Overcoming adversity alone is a tough road to hoe, but when you act with others, it's not as difficult. There is nothing like solidarity. There's unity and strength in numbers. Most movements have very modest beginnings. Take women's